afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
Thank you.
It may sound strange to say, but in the search for happiness, we need to be careful to make happiness the true objective. Because happiness is a feeling and not a physical substance, it cannot be possessed or grasped like an object. For many, therefore, happiness is valuable, but as elusive and definitely not a permanent condition. It may be the experience of most, but exactly how true is it? Could happiness ever be a permanent, enduring experience with us at all times? Many associate objects or certain worldly conditions with happiness. But objects, no matter how valuable, don't contain or somehow transmit happiness simply because we possess them. So it follows, having more things does not equate to greater happiness. Indeed, the combined effect of seeking possessions, position, and power, instead of the purity that is happiness, the feeling, is in fact all the greed and selfishness we see around us today and so despise. Of course, we all have primary needs, but happiness does not lie in acquiring those things. It does, however, have something to do with how we go about getting them. In other words, the secret to finding enduring happiness lies in understanding the process. While most would agree happiness is impermanent, we would equally agree there are times when we are happier than at other times. So there are degrees of happiness, and that happiness is a qualitative rather than a quantitative phenomenon. Happiness truly is variable, but that also means it is actually a progressive experience, and this is important. It means our experience of it can progress from being temporary and passing to being permanent and enduring. The only remaining question then is how can this be achieved? My dog owns nothing, not even his food. And the thing which makes him the happiest is simply being with me. So what does my dog know the rest of us don't, or perhaps have forgotten? A dog's love is unconditional. His enthusiasm for utter simplicity, boundless. Does that mean we should love more and live simpler? Devalue or at least understate the importance of possessions? In a word, yes, but the matter is far from black and white, because humans are more complex. What can be said right away is that the nature or quantity of possessions actually has no bearing on happiness. Having more or less, better or worse, is not the measure of the experience itself. Humans form many and varied relationships. We need more than simple essentials or even luxuries to be happy. We need to be productive, or more particularly, we need to be creative. In being creative, we activate areas of the brain not excited by simply satisfying everyday needs. We also need variety, and we actually need complexity, because that involves the excitement of discovery. Here is a fact not commonly appreciated. simplicity exists within complexity. And many differing experiences in life add to our happiness. Identifying with the inherent simplicity of what it means to be human does not mean living without those things which bring comfort and security. Getting this balance right is not easy, but then nothing of value ever came easy, did it? But in all these things, there is a common thread. It can be summed up in the following well-known adage: as you give, so shall you receive. Such a well-worn expression has become so trite, it is often undervalued, overlooked, or ignored, and sometimes considered old-fashioned. Its meaning, however, is as potent and relevant today, perhaps even more so than ever. If you live your life ever being aware of the needs of others and understanding, at least to some degree, that we are all connected, then you will have no problem accepting such a wise idea. As you set about thinking, acting and living every day in such a way that brings happiness to everyone you associate with, then the reward for you will be an enhanced experience of peace and happiness as well. It's not rocket science. In fact, it's pretty obvious. Maybe too obvious. Attaining enduring happiness is not about ignoring or undervaluing your own needs, quite the opposite. It's about recognizing that happiness involves becoming a conduit for happiness as a force for good. It's about giving and receiving with equal pleasure. Think of happiness as a currency. You are paid in direct proportion to that which you give. The search for greater happiness, a more complete, more deeply satisfying experience of it, requires one more thing. It requires you pay attention to personal growth. So what exactly is personal growth? By growth, I mean an expansion of awareness, a movement in thought and action towards a higher expression of what it means to be human. In other words, what I mean is the evolution of conscious awareness, or the evolution of consciousness. The effect of such a quest is multidimensional. It affects everything you do and everyone you meet, even, in fact, those you will never meet. It also has to do with developing one of the most important conditions we need right now to tackle all the big global problems we face. That condition can be called global consciousness, or if you prefer, developing a sense of global community. We could also call this condition universal consciousness, which generates universal happiness. Speaking to the anthropologist in you, the evolution of consciousness constitutes the essence of the true evolution of species, because as our thinking evolves, so too do our actions. But here is the somewhat shocking truth about human evolution. It is not involuntary, and it does not happen because of environmental factors, but instead it happens deliberately and because of what we choose to think and do. In other words, human evolution is a volitional process because it is a mental one before it is physical. We evolve as a species because we choose to grow, first as individuals, then collectively as a result. That is the reason we have freedom of choice. And that is the responsibility of such freedom. But in terms of the search for happiness, you don't need to make massive changes. Incremental growth is always permanent growth. One small step forward is still a step forward. And small steps make the growth process both enjoyable and more completely comprehensible. Be a bit more considerate of others' needs, a bit less inclined to react with negative emotion. Give a bit more of yourself in all situations. Take a viewpoint that's a bit more expansive. Making such slight adjustments to the way you think and live will bring you into gradual attunement with higher forms of happiness. This process of evolution becomes more palatable and its value more evident over time. Changes which may at first be uncomfortable will become easy habits and automatic behavior. Undesirable behavior will be replaced with a more enlightened, bridge-building approach to life. The search for happiness will then become self-perpetuating. Success will lead to even greater success, and you will find happiness as a permanent experience associated with everything you do. This is not fantasy. It is forever possible, given the necessary effort and changes necessary over time. But you must make the choice to change, and then lock those changes in as better behavior.
we take time to think deeply and investigate thoroughly, we find that which we thought was hidden was actually right in front of us all along. Keep listening. We'll be back next week.
Planet FM.